This podcast is brought to you by Florence Filter, the leading company in air filters. They care about your air and have been since 1971.
Good morning, everyone. This is Brandon Matloff in Los Angeles. Welcome to the Stella Oak Mavens podcast, where we feature different mavens in different fields. A maven is an expert of an expert. They are the go-to person who you would want to ask all the questions to before making a decision. The purpose of our podcast is to help the consumer be more knowledgeable. Today, I'm really excited to host Brian Berman on today's show. Brian is an estate planning maven. He has been an attorney with Greenberg Glusker for several years, where he specializes in wealth transfer and charitable planning. A couple things about Brian. He went to UCLA Law. He's a member of the APAC Legal Division, and he's a contributor to an entertainment blog. Also to note, he has an expertise in wealth transfer in tech startups. And today, Brian will be sharing his wisdom on how we can protect our assets, how we can transfer them out of our estate without paying tax, and how we can parlay our assets to make our families even wealthier. Hello, Brian.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. So, Brian, did you always want to be an estate planning attorney?
No, actually, I feel like I kind of wasn't supposed to be an attorney at all. I plan on going to law school just to kind of get the background and maybe do it for a couple of years. But I come from a family of entrepreneurs, and so I expected to kind of start my own business. But kind of found my way into the tax world and haven't looked back since.
So here's a situation for a lot of families that we speak to and listen to, and the ones that listen to in our podcast. You know, you have a young married couple, maybe with kids, focusing on planning for their family. They're saving up for a home. Most of the time it's their first home, but every now and then it's, you know, a second place that they're looking at. Possibly they're trying to buy or sell a company. They want to earn as much as possible. You know, we're all busy, and the topic of estate planning isn't really the first thing on our mind. When do we absolutely need to do it, and why?
It's a good question. And as you point out, you know, this is not people's favorite topic. Most people would rather think about things other than death and, you know, that type of thing. But the short answer is as soon as possible. And I know that sounds self-serving as an estate planning attorney, but, you know, really, estate planning is not just for people with huge wealth, like we think about in the movies and things like that. And for most people, if you're an adult, there are needs that you have that could be met by an estate plan. It doesn't necessarily have to be the most complicated one, but if you think about it, you know, if something happens to you and you end up in the hospital, who's going to make financial decisions for you? Who's going to continue paying your bills? Who's going to make medical decisions for you? And you mentioned, you know, if they have kids, you need to plan for the eventuality that hopefully will never occur, but it's possible that somebody could need to raise your kids if something happens to both spouses, both parents. So in some form or another, you know, the short answer is everybody needs an estate plan of some sort.
What are some of the horror stories that you've seen if clients haven't done the correct estate? Like if maybe they went on a LegalZoom or Rocket and, mm-hmm. you know, they did it incorrectly. Now they want to come to see you for the first time. You know, what's an example of something that's gone wrong? And, you know, what's one of the stories that you might be able to share with us?
So typically when somebody comes in and says, oh, I have some sort of estate plan, and it's done by either, again, sort of a non-specialized attorney or LegalZoom, some of the things that I've seen more frequently are one, the document's not even kind of meeting the minimum requirements for a valid testamentary document. So there's a special set of rules that apply. So it's things like for a will, it has to be witnessed by two people unless it's written entirely in your handwriting. I've seen things where the documents just literally don't even meet the minimum requirements. I've also seen things where people will set up trusts with things that they think are beneficial in terms of things like setting money aside for children, but they've done it in a manner where they've accidentally triggered a taxable gift when it wasn't intended. So there's different ways where if you accidentally give someone certain powers or you give up certain powers that you might have over your own property, it could be considered a gift, which could then make it subject to taxation. It could make it reachable by creditors of your child, you know, even though you didn't intend to give the money yet. So that's the kind of thing that really show up most often, is just kind of a lack of awareness about certain, you know, again, nuanced issues that slip by and cause unintended consequences.
So I'm going to segue into a different topic for now. So let's say we want to protect our assets and I own a home or a business. How do we make sure our assets are protected, and who am I really protecting them from?
That's a really good question. I think it is important to identify the who. So typically when you're talking about protecting yourself, generally you're talking about general creditors, right? Anyone who wants to sue you from, you know, anything from a credit card balance to a slip and fall at your house to an auto accident, possibly a divorcing spouse if that becomes an issue. But also someone like an intestate heir, which is somebody who would inherit from you if you have no estate plan, and maybe somebody you really don't want to receive anything. And so, you know, that's sort of the who. And the way we do that is by, you know, a well-structured estate plan that takes it, you know, takes into account your circumstances and the facts of your life. And so we do things like setting up a core estate plan to ensure that your property is going to go to the people you want it to go to.
So let's say someone is young or 27, they're out of, let's just go with law school, and they want to get into the business of estate planning. They actually want to be an estate attorney. Is this a sustainable business for the future, for the next 20, 30 years? And is there something that could kill this industry?
I definitely think it's sustainable. I think, you know, whether or not it'll remain the same as it is today is a big question. You know, estate planning work has been around for a long time, and it, you know, a lot of the core issues are probably never going to go away. So, you know, the big question right now is, you know, big question mark is the tax side of it, right? There's been talk of eliminating the estate tax and some things of that nature, which, you know, given recent events, I'm not so convinced is going to happen anytime soon. But, you know, even if we set that part aside, there's still so many non-tax aspects that always are going to have to be dealt with, right? The things like, you know, however much money you do have, making sure that it is structured properly for your kids, you know, medical decisions. You know, who's going to take care of your needs if you can't take care of yourself? All those things are always going to be issues for people, especially as people start to live longer. So I think that it's safe to say that the estate planning, you know, field is going to be fine for the foreseeable long future.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Brian. This has been a Stella Oak Mavens podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please stay tuned for the long version to be released this Friday.
You can follow our Instagram at Stella Oak Mavens for updates and more information about the podcast.